Let us delay no more. Let us embrace a definition of marriage that respects, values and includes every Australian.
Yeah.
Let us declare in the House of the Australian people, it is time.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten built on the momentum of the Irish referendum on gay marriage, putting a bill on marriage equality to the Parliament today, saying for too long the Parliament has been following, not leading, on the issue of gay marriage.
This is a moment bigger than politics. This moment does not distract the nation. It complements our hopes for the future. I know that all members of Parliament will engage in a respectful and a considered debate, and I hope we'll be able to exercise a free vote.
The bill presented by Labor was seconded by Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek, a long-time advocate for gay marriage. The Greens, who've had their own bill for marriage equality up for some time, say momentum is unstoppable for marriage equality, and the push is now on for the Prime Minister to allow a conscience vote on the issue.
The real challenge here now, the real test, is the test of whether Tony Abbott is going to be an obstacle here, whether he will get in the way and stop this change from happening. That's the big question that we're all asking. He needs to publicly commit to allowing a free vote, but we also need to have Tony Abbott tomorrow in his party room meeting allow his MPs to co-sponsor a bill. We need that to happen. We need that to happen because the moment that happens, this reform is as good as done.
That's Greens leader Richard Di Natale addressing the press earlier today. Australian Marriage Equality have today launched a campaign to push for the coalition to have a free vote on the issue. Ivan Hinton-Teo is their deputy director.
It's a significant moment in Australia's history when one of our leaders of the major parties put his name to a marriage equality bill and tenders it to Parliament. So it's spectacular for the campaign, but it highlights the massive amount of support that we have in the community and where the campaign sits at the moment.
What Tony Abbott has said this morning is that he's focused on getting the budget through Parliament in this session, that clearly it wasn't a priority for him. He said he agrees that it's an important issue in the community, but clearly his focus was very much on his message around the budget. That must be, I guess, disappointing, but probably not unexpected.
I don't think we'll ever find a moment in time where marriage equality becomes a priority for our current Prime Minister, but it's important to countless millions of Australians who wish this reform to pass. It's a simple piece of legislation. It's been heavily discussed for the last 11 years now, and now, particularly after Ireland's monumental victory for equality, now's the time for us to act.
Today you've launched your campaign for a free vote, trying to send a message to the Prime Minister that most Australians would love to see him allow his party to have a conscience vote or a free vote on this issue. I'm wondering if you think that he's really likely to be pushed by that, because there is this strong view that the Coalition is a Conservative party and that Conservative parties support the traditional Conservative view of marriage.
Well, of course, there's a very strong Conservative argument for marriage equality, and that has played out both in New Zealand with John Key supporting marriage equality and David Cameron in the UK supporting marriage equality, famously saying that I support marriage equality not despite being a Conservative, but because I am one. Our campaign, which is freevote.org.au, is not a message to the Prime Minister, but it's a message to the Coalition. It's a message to the Coalition to say, look, there's really enthusiastic support in the community. You're well supported in this idea of having a discussion on marriage equality and allowing your members to reflect the enthusiastic support for equality that's now 72% of the population.
What do you think about the way in which Labor went about this? Because the Greens already have their own bill on marriage equality that they've put forward some time ago. Independent Senator David Lionhelm also has his own bill. They clearly haven't been able to gain the support of the Coalition, but they haven't engaged with those other parties in terms of getting agreement on exactly what this bill should look like. Do you think there's a bit of political game playing going on here?
Look, I think the more we talk about politics, the further away we get from understanding that this is about couples. This is about Australians who are not included in the Marriage Act at the moment. But that being said, we know that the Prime Minister said that he wouldn't be talking about marriage equality until a bill was on the floor. And that's precisely what the Labor Party has now done. So there's a bill on the floor. There's an opportunity there for the coalition to discuss it. It should be a really simple discussion because all we're asking them to do is liberate their members to have a view on this issue, to liberate those who support marriage equality to become champions of marriage equality. We're kind of boxing with one arm tied behind our back at the moment because at the moment only one of our major political parties have the ability of being champions for change. But we know that there's strong support in the coalition. We need them to be released from the party position and be able to speak. And that's what this campaign is all about.
That's Ivan Hinton-Teo. He's Deputy Director of Australian Marriage Equality.